I love my kids more than anything else in the world, really. But I do have a confession. Sometimes when I get home from work and I'm still overwhelmed and tired from work, I sit in the car because I drive myself. I sit in the car for maybe like 10 minutes more buying time so that I have quiet time before I actually go back in the house and have to face quote-unquote mom life again. Do any of you experience that as well? What are your mommy confessions? And this is so funny because I'm actually recording this and my daughter is here in the same room. I love you. Love you.
Yep, you.
Hello, supers! This is Paano Ba To? The Podcast, created and hosted by me, Bianca Gonzalez, produced under Anima Podcasts. So yesterday was Mother's Day. Happy Mother's Day to all the mamas listening to this. And did you know that today, May 15, is the International Day of Families? Yes, so today is an episode dedicated to moms and mom confessions. Motherhood, you know, parenthood, it's absolutely beautiful and a joy, but also the toughest, wildest job in the world. And a lot of times, there's so much shame in feeling what we feel as moms, guilt over what we do and our thoughts. So for this episode, I chat with Rona Capili Bonifacio. She is the editor-in-chief of Smart Parenting and a homeschooling supermama of three kids. As we listen to your mommy confessions, share what we think and advice from experts we've spoken to, and of course, share our own confessions as well. Let's get right to it. It's all about mommy confessions today, so I wanted to start with us to break the ice. Do you have any mommy confession you'd like to share?
Yung confession ko is, I already had a mommy moment, as in right before we recorded this podcast, just to get real, no? I had a moment with my daughter before we recorded this podcast, and I wanted to put a pin on it. Like, I wanted it to be fixed before I went to work. But of course, as human relationships are, you can't. And with, you know, children's emotions, you can't just kind of like, kailangan maayos na to. I'm gonna record a podcast on parenting. OMG, you know?
The irony of it all.
Yeah, what a reminder, di ba? Na, girl, even if you're recording a podcast on parenting, it doesn't mean that you have everything down pat all the time. And that's okay. So that is my confession for you. How about you?
Yeah, actually, kanina I said nga, oh, if she needs like to rain check, it's totally okay with me. I get that. Like, that really happens sometimes, and sometimes at the worst timings pa. So everything's okay naman now?
Yes, I realize I don't have to solve it, or, you know, it doesn't need to be 100% before I come and work. Sometimes I think the space helps, you know, like, when the emotions are not as high, I think it's better to talk at that time. I have a 10-year-old, a 7-year-old, and a 3-year-old. So the older kids, medyo mas may emotions involved.
Really? More than the toddler?
Well, there's also big emotions, but less words. So I don't know if it's, I joke that this might be puberty knocking on our door.
Oh my.
Yeah, I don't know.
Shock. So, hindi pa pala ito yung most emotions na ma-experience ko because I have a 7 and a 4.
Right.
And yeah, times get crazy. Ako, I wanted to rewind my confession. I remember that when I was pregnant with my first and even with my second. So, syempre, when I got pregnant at the time, it was the age of social media na. So, you'd share photos. I'd share photos at work. I'd share photos working out, whatever. And I don't know. It was just so hard that, kunyari, I'd post a photo that I'm at work wearing a nice dress and heels. And then the comments would be filled with like, Miss Bianca, no heels na po. Miss Bianca, no heels. Please stop wearing heels. That's not safe for the baby. Or I post a photo or video working out because I did take prenatal Pilates. Miss Bianca, hindi po yan safe sa baby. Miss Bianca, are you sure safe yan? What are you doing? Parang you should be resting. Mga ganyan. And then even, I remember merong, I'd post kunyari a photo again at work, tas may parang necklace na maganda, and then somebody posted something like, bawal po mag-necklace ang buntis kasi magko-cord coil yung baby. And I was like, oh, what? Wow. All these like paniniwalas, which I know come from a place of concern, and I know part ng, I guess, being a quote-unquote public figure. Pero there were so many times I wanted to reply like, seryoso ka ba? But I couldn't because I don't want to be mean. But deep inside, I really felt it na parang, guys, okay lang, okay? I know you're concerned, but the way sometimes they say it, no? It's like, bakit ganon?
And it's, I don't know. I from my observation, because, you know, kami, we report on, you know, what goes on in celebrity family lives. It parang it feels like, at least from our perspective, parang it's on overdrive when it's about kids and family and parenting.
And buntis. No, pag buntis, and buntis din talaga. Tama.
Grabe. Parang it's just on steroids, no? Yung parang the amount of, wow, the comments.
Yeah, why do you think so? Is that a Pinoy thing or is that... Bakit nga?
Maybe. I always, like you, like I kind of figure that's how we understand showing concern and love, right? And it's very cultural, yung you recommend, because that was how it was for you growing up. Like, that's how you received good intention was, ah, you know what? This is, when I go to this country, this is where I like to eat. Or like, this is the best thing to do at this time or ganyan, ganyan. So that's kind of how I like to frame it. That's my logic for it. But I can't imagine what it must be like in your shoes, like for you guys that you know, parang you're sharing a good thing, you know, you're sharing like a milestone in your life, and then part of sharing that is opening yourself up to possible, you know, kind of comments like that. How do you deal with it?
No, you know what? I always, kasi I existed in the world, Nax. I started in the industry pre-social media, and so I already understood that it was part of the territory, because pre-social media naman, it was like tabloids, like that's the worst headline that you could get. So this is something I always share, not just even to parents, but to anyone who wants to be on social media active or even a quote-unquote influencer. It's that the moment you post anything online, and to parents, especially kids, when you post your kids online, free for all na yon, unless you're on a private account. Right. So when you post your kids, it's essentially opening your doors to whatever anyone has to say, because you put it out there publicly. So you have to take, I guess, the good and the bad that comes with that.
Yeah, so I understand how, I don't know, celebs or, you know, other people who are not very, maybe if you're a public figure, yung you share, yung, I don't know if you notice, yung you soft launch. I totally get the logic behind it.
I did also the same with my kids. Paamuna. I think that's because, well, I don't think. I know that's because there are things that you want to enjoy just yourself first. Yeah. Even like announcing a pregnancy, I remember with both pregnancies of mine, I announced the second one even later, like parang 5 months. Yung parang nung hindi mo na madedeny talaga.
Buntis po talaga ako, hindi lang ako busog.
Kasi you just wanna enjoy something on your own muna before sharing it to the world. And ako naman, I feel so strongly then that for people who aren't in the public sphere, there is actually no need to announce. You can totally enjoy that on your own and don't feel pressured na parang, oh, I have to post this because that's what everyone does to reveal something, which is actually not the case. No, you don't have to. You can enjoy it within the comforts of your own circles, friends and family, diba? I think one of the most powerful parts about your work in smart parenting and, for example, my work in Paano Ba To or even She Talks Asia is getting to share the stories that are not really talked about. Because nga, I feel it's so important to share more of this. To remove the shame, to remove the guilt. Kasi it'll make you feel like, oh my gosh, siya din pala. She's going through this. So we wanted to share with everyone listening two mommy confessions. This is from the Smart Parenting Community, and thanks, Rona, for sharing this. And yeah, we'll share the first one.
Naiyak ako sa mga nababasa kong post about losing myself because of motherhood. Ayun pala yung tamang term, no? Literal na, wala ka ng sariling identity. Exclusive breastfeeding mom, tapos sex naman pagtulog ng anak mo. It feels like I don't own my body anymore. I dedicated myself to taking care of my child and giving my all. I did not realize that there was nothing left for me.
OMG. Wow, that takes me back. That takes me back to that first year.
Mm-hmm.
No, that's around that time eh.
Yeah. I say that the very first baby is really the one that makes your life turn upside down. Parang, yeah, when I look back at it, it felt like I was like a turtle on its back, just kind of like waving around. Like, is it me or is everything upside down? And when you're in the thick of it, I don't even know if I could put words into it. Like, the way our OP was able to do so. Yung parang in the day, you know, you're okay, you're smiling, and you're enjoying your baby. But then there are those moments, like when you feel so alone, and you feel like you're the only one going through this, especially ko, yung pagpuyat na talaga ako. Tapos I'm breastfeeding my baby, like at 3 a.m, everybody's asleep, you know, next to you, your partner, maybe, or your husband, tulog. Tapos parang I had this moment of like, newborn. So my child had like an explosive poop at like 3 a.m. and everything was, you know, drenched and wet. Magically, only my half of the bed was wet. Only my half of the bed had the explosive poop. My husband was sleeping soundly, perfectly, not a spot of dirt talaga. And then I was like, ay ko talaga, Lord, ito ba talaga yung sinasabi niyong masaya maging nanay? Parang hindi naman. Parang wala naman sa fine print yung ganitong usapan. And yung I cleaned up everything. Parang I didn't even bother to, I don't know if I was so sad or hindi ko alam. But I did everything by myself. I cleaned up everything by myself and just went back at it. I don't even remember if I told him the next day. But that, yung that moment of like, who am I? Is this all I am? Am I just a body that you need to live? Yun nga, di ba yung nursing, and then you're, you know, of course, you want to take care of your marriage. Tapos parang, especially if you're, ako at that time, I wasn't working, and I chose not to. I chose specifically to resign from corporate, from my job. But then, I felt like, I don't know, I felt so small. I felt so, like, little and insignificant.
Alam mo, when you were making kwento, it was so vivid in my head because I have a super incredibly similar story. So kanina you were having trouble finding the word. Ako, you know what I always call that first year?
Mm-hmm.
It's not even the fourth trimester because for me, it was the whole first year.
The whole 12
year.
Months, right.
The whole 12 months of a newborn. Kasi at 12 months, that's sort of like when they can communicate, sleep longer, and they eat solid food na. I call it traumatic. To be honest, Rona, and this is another confession, the hugest reason why I refuse to have a third kid already, because people say, oh, magpangatlo ka pa. I'm so traumatized by that first year. I don't want to go through it again. Parang two is enough, and I'm so blessed to have two kids already, and di ko na kaya to go through that again. My version of yours, I know what you mean. Like, I remember in my case, I was trying to store milk yata because I was gonna go somewhere. So after breastfeeding my child and then nilapag ko siya, natulog siya, I had to pump.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And so this is 3 a.m. pumping. Yung sound na yan, di ba? Tapos, antok ka na, awang-awang-awa ka na sa sarili mo. And then I remember I was moving it na from the bottle into the plastic or something like that. Basta because I was so sleepy, I let go of it and everything spilled on the floor. I wanted to die. Alam mo yun, when you pump, emi pa naman, I don't have a surplus of milk. Like both kids, I had a low supply of milk.
Right.
So parang talagang liquid gold on the floor.
Oh my God.
And It all fell, so it made a blugug, may sound, di ba?
Oo.
Hindi nagising yung asawa ko. And I look at him really like, really? Lahat ng pinagdadaanan ko, tulog kayo asawa na loob ko. And then, eto ka pa, nag-moment ako. So, syempre, I was crying na by then. Nilakasan ko yung iyak ko, baka sakaling
magising.
Ah, ginanon ka talaga yung iyak ko. Oh my God, Ron, hindi nagising.
Wala.
So, wala. Tulog na tulog. I cleaned up everything. Awa-awa ako sa sarili ko. Tapos, I finished it and then natulog ako. But yeah, I totally get what you mean. So that first, yeah, so to whoever shared that confession, oh my gosh, we feel you. And that's so real, no? Yung loss of self. Like, I remember there were so many times na ganon. Yung mga 3 a.m. That's really like
diba? That's the moment 2, talaga.
2-3 a.m. It's like, nag-aral naman ako na mabuti. I built naman a career for myself na feeling ko. Tapos ito lang gagawin ko sa buhay. I mean, with no shade or offense meant to others who choose to be stay-at-home moms or nannies who do take care of kids. But parang, I actually find their job harder than mm-hmm. my job.
Mm-hmm.
It's so hard. See? Iniisip ko pa lang yung first year, umiinit ang ulo ko. Parang hindi ko kaya.
Ako, I don't know. Siguro now nga kasi 10 years later, parang sana I could go back to me 10 years ago and say, alam mo, hindi, huwag maliitin yung sarili mo. Kasi I really felt that. Minamaliit ko yung sarili ko and I don't know why. I don't know. Wala namang nagmamaliit sa akin. Alam mo yun yung ako lang. Yung just those noisy thoughts in your brain nga when it's the dead of the night. Yung parang you talk negatively to yourself na parang, yun nga, ano, ganto ka na lang, ganyan ka na lang, parang gano'n. And now, parang, now that I go through motherhood and a couple more years in, hindi siya lang, no? Like you said, diba? Hindi talaga siya lang. And parang every time, well, I was talking to somebody also, like, just like the message we heard, I said na, if you're losing your mind, right after you give birth, I just want you to know you're right on schedule.
Hey, that's something great to say. I love that.
Really? Oh, thank you.
Yeah, because parang it because I would always say, oh, in mga first year, it gets better. That's what I would always answer because that's what I felt, that it got better after the first year. But your response, I think, is great because it validates what they're going through and makes them feel na, ah, okay, so normal lang pala to. So, kaya ko din to. Parang
yes,
ganon. So, I love that.
If anyone listening, losing your mind, you're right on schedule. I have no idea when it ends.
But actually, it doesn't. Just gets a bit more bearable, I guess, or manageable. Okay, we're gonna share another confession with you, Rona, and with everyone listening.
I'm earning around 40,000 a month. Mas malaki pa din kahit papano sa sahod ng husband ko. But I can't get a nanny. Pag walang pambayad ng parents ko ng kuryente, walang pambili ng gas, at pagkapos sa pagkain, dagdag iisipin ko pa. Yung brother ko, nakatira din sa parents ko, kasama yung asawa niya pati dalawang anak niya. Sobrang inis na din ako at pagod na din ako tumulong sa kanila. Tonight, may pasok na naman ako. Walang tulog. Pero carry lang, nanay ako eh. Hindi ako pwede sumuko. Right now, I'm torn. Whether I should leave or stay for the sake of my children. Honestly, hindi na din ako masaya. I just realized I've been working since the day na nagsama kami. At mostly, ako naman talaga ang nagpo-provide for my family.
Wow. Actually, to everyone listening, when I saw several of the confessions shared with the Smart Parenting community, a lot of them had to do with money, ha, Rona? Like, it's so much more common. And even actually in my circle of friends, like, this is a topic that's actually hardly ever talked about, but is a, of course, it's an issue because kailangan ng pera to run a home, to raise kids, diba? Obviously, you do see these stories come up a lot in Smart Parenting, but what have you found, I guess, with the guest writers that you've asked to tackle this, and even in your own experience?
So you're right to say that there's so many, I think, Filipino families and Filipino and stories where the financial burden is so heavy. Kasi you're providing for your kids, but you're also, but there's also other people relying on you. And that's just a reality in the Philippines. I think most people understand this very well. And for many of us, we want to support our family because we love them, di ba? If especially if wala talaga silang source of income, if they're older, if especially if they're your parents, they're older. But it doesn't mean that they cannot say, alam mo, ang hirap ah.
That can coexist, wanting to help your family, but also feeling it so freaking hard. Yeah.
Yeah, parang I want you to know that those two truths are can be real. Na hindi mo talaga alam paano siya gagawin. But, you know, pag when it comes to the end of it all, you do want to help your family. And that's great that you have that heart. Actually, when I was like listening to this, I wasn't sure exactly if she meant she wanted to leave. Tama ba yung intindi ko?
Yeah, so this is an excerpt from a longer conversation. And what I understood from the whole confession as well was that on top of many issues, she ended it by saying she feels unhappy. And from the start anyway, siya naman ang, I guess, nagpa-provide para sa mga anak nila.
Yeah, so this is very, I don't know if it's unpopular advice, but from financial experts, from what I know, and we do have financial experts who help us in smart parenting, once you're a parent, your primary responsibility financially is to your unit, to the one that you built, right? So your kids, your partner, your spouse, and the other responsibilities that you might have had before that, that's really something you need to sit down and figure out with your partner. Paano ba natin to gagawin? Kasi nga, the reality is, hindi naman pwedeng, baka hindi kaya na kayo lang lahat. Diba? Because the resources are limited, right? And it creates a lot of tension in the family that it can bleed into your parenting. It can bleed into your marriage because there's so much tension. Diba? Yung, we know this, that the stress, whether it's at work, whether it's like this, like a financial bind, or maybe taking care of aging parents, if we don't manage the stress as parents, nalalabas talaga natin siya in our family. Kasi we are comfortable with them. Unfortunately, yun yung ano niya, yun yung downside niya, that because of our comfort in it, we can sometimes let our, you know, go on the more than you should be, you know, like kind of lose your cool with your family. If you're feeling that tension, I hope you know that yun nga, in number one, it's okay to say that nahihirapan ka, or that if you want something to change, like I hope you don't feel any shame in saying that parang my financial responsibilities need to change or I need to adjust somewhere. Kasi you recognize that you're limited. You recognize that your abilities are limited. Rica Paralejo, she's our editor at large. She talked about in her vlog why she stopped supporting her parang extended family. It's a vlog and then we turn it into article. It's one of the articles that has really performed well. And I really think it's because it really resounds with the Filipino audience na paano nga ba, how do you go about if you have a different set of goals na, di ba? You want to focus on your family. Paano kapag you have prior responsibilities? How do you draw the line? How do you do it without hurting other people and, you know, hurting your family? And from what I gather, I don't think it's an easy conversation. I think it's good to expect that there's going to be pushback, or at least parang that there will be people who will misunderstand you, like the people who are leaning on you for support. Kunwari, if you do change that, I think it's better for you to know that
or better for you to come into it knowing na this is gonna be a hard conversation. Mahirap to gawin and baka yung reaction, it hindi siya as peaceful. No matter what your script is, alam mo yung no matter how well you present it, it's just not something that's easy to swallow for people, especially if they don't entirely understand parang the shift that happens in your mind.
But so, I mean, I'll ask you for the links to those articles that yes. you mentioned so we can share it as well yes. here. But I think, for the record, I have been very fortunate in my life that I have not played a breadwinner role, so I can't pretend to know what advice to give. But I have asked this question here on Paano Ba To, and Vice Ganda gave such a good and clear answer to all breadwinners, not just wives or partners who are breadwinners. But this is long ago, and this is something I heard her say again in a recent interview, is that if you're the breadwinner, sabi niya, iangat mo muna yung sarili mo. Kasi hindi mo pwede sila buhatin lahat kasi sabay-sabay kayong maghihilahan pababa. Kapag naiingat mo na yung sarili mo ng konti, then siguro pwede mo na yun. Pwede ka na konti-konti mag-angat sa kanila. Kasi kung ikaw umangat ka ng todo, mas matutulungan mo pa sila. And when she said that, I was like, that makes so much sense. Because I assume that ang taong nahihirapan, hirap din mentally, right? Dealing with your emotions, your mental health. Pero kapag medyo you're in a better place financially, your mental wellness has less stress, mental load, thinking about how to get yourself out of that situation, and you'll be able to help those around you more. So yeah, again, I will share the link of that to the show notes as well. Hey, thanks so much, Rona, for this conversation that I actually didn't know that I super needed as well. Yeah, thank you so much for joining me here on Paano Ba To, and for all the very casual but very real kwentos and advice that you shared.
Thank you for inviting me. Sobrang, it's a badge of honor for me to be able to say that I've been on the Paano Ba To podcast kasi Aww. Listener lang talaga ako. And, you know, the Smart Parenting team, all of us, we listen to your podcast. We always love when you come out with content kasi sobrang nakaka-relate kami. So it's really an honor for us to be here on your podcast.
Hey, and that's it for this episode. Once again, thank you for listening. And of course, thank you to Rona and Smart Parenting. I would love to hear what you think. And hey, if you have a mama in your life that you would like to share this episode to, please do share it. Yeah, we'd love to hear what you think. You can tag me at IamSuperBianca on Instagram, Instagram Stories, and Twitter. And of course, please do follow at Paano Ba To on Instagram. We also have our safe space, our community of supers, the Paano Ba To Super Group, a private Facebook group. This is Paano Ba To, the podcast created and hosted by me, Bianca Gonzalez, produced under Anima Podcasts. Till our next episode, again, happy Mother's Day and stay safe, supers.